Well, good morning. 7:39, Brock. Hunter.
Yes, what's up?
What's up, you dumb son of a bitch?
Yeah.
Whoa, aggressive. I apologize.
Let's just get to the topic.
All right, here we go. It's time for your topic of the day, brought to you by Specialite, Indicator and Benton Township. Guess what? They're hiring now. You want a place where you can start a new career, you can grow, great starting pay, awesome benefits. Look no further than special-lite.com. Get started on that new career right here, Southwest Michigan, with Specialite. I love it, man. Your topic for today. What was something that was completely normal in the 90s, but is non-existent today?
Hear me out on this one.
Okay.
Being completely unreachable.
Thing of the past.
Yep. It is a thing of the past.
Yeah.
I know you got your phone on you. I heard it.
Yeah.
It's in the background there. I heard it. You got it on your hip at all times. Name somebody right now. You don't have to name them, but can you think of somebody right now that is completely unreachable?
Other than that hermit up in the woods.
Maybe an Uncle Joe of some sort that you haven't seen in like 20 years.
Even then, my dad still has a flip phone. He will never get a smartphone. He doesn't need it. He doesn't want it.
Still reach him, though.
You can still reach him, though. That's right. He still has that cell phone. There's very few people. There might be one or two. Even my grandmas have cell phones.
Yeah. Just think about it. Like back in the 90s, like there were times like you left the house to go to the grocery store. Hey. There was a good 25, 30, maybe 45-minute period where unless you came and found me at the store and relayed the message, you ain't getting a hold of me.
Oh, that sounds nice, doesn't it?
It's good for mental health. It really is.
That actually happened to me this past weekend. I was in Wisconsin doing an event for one of our sister stations, and part of the river I was on, like, had no service. So there was a chunk of time where I messaged Kiki because she was watching, obviously, the baby. And I said, hey, I don't have good service, so I don't know when you're going to hear from me. That's a weird thing to do nowadays.
Really is? Yeah. You kind of feel a little naked, don't you?
Yeah. There's point. Well, you have like those 10 minutes.
What am I going to do?
Yeah. You have those 10 minutes where you kind of freak out a little bit. But then after that, This is so nice.
It is nice.
It's just quiet. Phones that you're not getting emails or stupid notifications from social media.
Service is getting better and better and better.
Oh, eventually there's still be a parts, thing of the past. Yeah.
There's still parts on like the river where we're not, floating around on the boat.
Yeah.
No service. I'm like, yeah, this is good. We got no music. We got nothing. We just enjoy yourselves for a second, would you?
Yeah. That answer kind of goes along with mine. It not knowing where someone is. Because the day and age of saying, hey, where are you? Like, you didn't do that back in the 90s. If someone answered their house phone, you knew exactly where. Up until cell phones, and maybe, I guess, collect calls. But until cell phones, you never had to say, hey, where are you? Because you knew exactly where the person was. Nowadays, when you call someone, you could, where are you is a valid question. Like, hey, where are you at? Where are you calling from? Before, they were home. That was it.
That was it.
They were home.
Unless you're at a friend, you call me from a friend's house?
Maybe. So, So, just saying, hey, where are you? That was not a thing.
Right along with, like, collect calls, like movie hotlines or, like, the weather hotline where you could call and, like, get the weather update. Remember that?
Wait, the movie. Let's go to the movies one. You know what's something now? Remember?
Back in the newspaper?
In the newspaper. The show times in the newspaper.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, we do it all the time. Be seeking that out. Yeah, let's go to the...
Yeah, something right that was completely normal in the 90s saying, hey, have you called movie phone? Welcome to movie phone.
No movie. Yeah, dude. Wow. That's classic. I mean, dude, you know what? Honestly, I missed having the movie show times in like a paper or something. Now you got to call and press 1 and wait. Press 2.
Yeah.
Press pound.
Yeah.
Get to the movie. Then you got to wait for the guy to explain, I don't need the synopsis. I need the time.
Yeah, I feel like we had to earn it more back in the day. Just everything in general. That's another thing. Completely normal in the 90s, just not knowing things, right? Just not knowing.
Not knowing things.
How many times have you just looked up? Yeah, it was more exciting.
The anticipation was there. It's like, that's what you were doing. You didn't have your phone to, like, distract you.
Yeah.
At any time, I can go into this world. That sucks.
We weren't, quote-unquote, know-it-alls. Even though we're not, we think we are just because... We have the world's information in our pocket. The history of man is right here in a handheld device. So we think we're smarter. I don't think we are. I think we're dumber. Because we don't retain anything. It's all just in and out.
Right there.
But if you have to go to the library, check out a book, find the page, read it, write it down.
No. You got to go back. You got to go to the library catalog. You had to find where the book was.
The Dewey Decimal System. Find the
book. Remember that? You pull that big drawer out. Go through all the cards.
Yeah, you never wanted to get something in like an X or Y category because that's way in the back. Then you had to just put a quarter in to make a photocopy. Oh, my God. Unheard of.
Wow, dude.
We got some great answers on Facebook. What was something that was completely normal in the 90s but non-existent today? I like Melissa's answer, MapQuest. And printing out the pages of directions.
Brock still uses MapQuest. I don't use MapQuest.
I use Google. I use Google Maps. I've seen
you print out MapQuest before.
Like maybe like 6 years ago when we first started hanging out, but then Google got better.
Until I started making fun of you about it.
My mom, I think, still uses MapQuest. Oh, MapQuest. Stop it, Ma. But hey, look, it's good to have a hard copy, okay? It's good to have a hard copy.
You know, I used to have a strip map. I drove to Florida one time. My grandpa's like, here's a AAA strip map. I'm like, okay. I guess I'll try to follow this thing.
It was always the worst when your directions got to a point at the in the middle where the bindings were. And it was always off a little bit. Like, oh, wait, hold on. Did I miss a road?
The name of the town's on the crease. I can't tell.
Am I in the right place?
That's funny.
Yeah, I made multiple long trips without GPS. I know it sounds crazy. Of course, nowadays, though, you think about it. How did people find anything anywhere? Right?
You know?
It's just nuts. Can you imagine being a delivery driver before GPS? Cripes. Oh,
how about this one from the 90s?
What's that? Completely normal in the 90s.
Plugging your Discman into a cassette player to put into your car.
To be fair, I still do that today.
Do you have the anti-skip? Discman on top of the dash right there.
It's a little bit more new age, but I do have the cassette adapter, but now I plug it into my phone, which is crazy.
Oh, fancy boy.
I know, right? But I have an adapter for the iPhone, so it's an adapter to the cassette player to the iPhone. That's what it is.
You know what? I might go back to the old Discman. How much are they? They're probably still expensive, aren't they?
They still are. No, here's what. I got a couple little MP3 players in my truck, too, that I got loaded up with music. But here's the funny thing, though, is loading up the music onto them is such a pain in the ass. And now I remember spending hours uploading music. Well, first
organizing
you had to download
your playlist,
organizing it, and then putting it on an MP3 player, something like that. Took forever. And it never read it right. The MP3 player never read the, like, you never labeled them right. So it was always just, like, untitled, unknown artist. Hated that.
You're right, dude.
Yeah.
There's a lot of good ones, man.
What about,
like,
this?
When's the last time you looked into the Yellow Pages?
They shouldn't even make those anymore. What a waste. Yellow Pages. Get out of here. There's a lot of paper.
You know?
Get out of here. You know, the last time I used Yellow Pages, I did this job for Saturn. I was a spokesmodel for Saturn years ago in college. And one of the things we had to do, I feel terrible about this, but anyways, we had to go around with these new vehicles and get people signed up for a chance to win one of the vehicles, right? But then, of course, Saturn took the information and used it to, you know, call people. Mm-hmm. Well, I in order to get my bonus, I had to get so many. So I just opened up a Yellow Page book, like, a couple Saturdays and just started writing names and addresses and phone numbers.
What a jerk. Unbelievable.
Hey, I made my bonus. I got my bonus. And there's a lot of people going that are mad at Saturn because they're, hey, how'd you get my information?
Well,
some college kid who was trying to get a stupid bonus during his summer internship job.
Yeah, you don't see too many Saturns around anymore. You probably have something to do with it.
Boy, if you still got old Saturn, man, those things are good on gas. Real good on gas. Let's see. Christina said passing notes in school. That's something that was completely normal in the 90s. Now you just text.
So the teacher caught you.
Oh, yeah, I know.
You come up here and read it in front of class.
You make one of those little 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, pick a color. BLUE.
I like those things.
Yeah, those are fun. These are your fortune tellers. Let's see. Tracy said big, heavy computer monitors. Oh, or TVs. How about tube TVs? Completely normal in the 90s. You see one now, and that actually, So my folks have an old tube TV, right? Like the big stuff. It's maybe like a 15-incher, which is nice for a tube TV. Weighs 700
TV,
pounds.
But it's like 750 pounds, dude.
I
you
asked
chest up to that thing.
Oh, you gotta have a belt. You gotta have a weight belt on when you lift one of those. So I asked my mom, I said, Ma, are you guys ever going to get rid of it? Because right now in the spare room, a lamp is sitting on it. I'm like, so is that just your end table now? She's like, well, I don't want to get rid of it because it's got the VHS and DVD player.
Oh, yeah. Like, Mom, you're not going to need that.
But to be fair, finding a TV, VHS, DVD combo is hard to do nowadays. That's
it's getting more rare than ever. That's true.
Normal in the 90s. Unheard of. No.
Would you buy your mom a TV for God's sakes, dude? They're like, you can get a 90-inch for, I mean, they're not terribly expensive.
No, she can barely figure out this one. She's using that one. That's it. That's it.
The soaps aren't the same on a flat
screen. They're not the same on a flat. You can see all the makeup, and it's just they don't look as good. They don't look as good. Let's see. Brian said quality radio morning shows. Oh, good for you, Brian. Good for you. You happy with that? Ooh, Carol had a good one. Something completely normal in the 90s, but pretty much unheard of now. Dance clubs.
Dude, that's a good answer.
Really
good. We were just talking about that the other night.
Yeah. Dude, I don't think people really just go, like, everywhere, dance clubs, all right? You had techno and people sucking on pacifiers.
When's the last time you walked into someplace and everybody was dancing? Mm-hmm. That's not like a wedding.
Yeah. You know, like a club strictly for dancing. Like, you know,
like,
when you
dude,
go there,
weddings
you're
are probably the closest thing. Like, despite going to like Chicago and paying like $18
but
a beer.
But even then, though, I think it's dying off. You know what I mean?
It really is. Dude, I think, that's sad. It's a sad thing.
Yeah.
Man. Yeah. Just go to the dance club all the time, man.
Well, wasn't that dance club, that 18 and up dance club where he did the hot body contest?
Or 18 and below. Yeah.
Or 18 and
killing
below.
Killing it, bro.
Yeah. Did that hot body.
You had to bring that up,
once,
didn't you?
Once again, everyone, Hunter did a hot body contest when you were, what?
I did.
16, 17?
I don't know. Yeah, I was like a sophomore.
Old enough to know better? Old enough to know better?
Old enough to know. You went, shut up. You did a lot of ridiculous things back in the day, too.
I'm going to get up there. I'm going to do this hot body contest.
Did you? Hey. I was confident.
Even better, he didn't even win. You got second place, didn't you?
The dude was tan. You know, he was killing it.
Yep, nice job. Second place in a hot body contest. I'm real proud of you.
You're a jerk. You're a jerk.
Mark had a good one. Something completely normal in the 90s, but non-existent today. Smoking indoors.
Wow.
Yeah. There's one for you.
Dude, that's a weird thing. Like, now imagine it going back. They're like, okay, we're going to change it again. Everybody can smoke anywhere you want. Dude, I even think smokers would be like, ah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Even me who enjoys the occasional cigarette when drinking. Like, if I had to go into a smoky bar right now, I'm like, nah, I don't want to do it.
I don't want to go in there. Dude, it's weird to think about.
Yeah.
Not long ago either.
No.
That, like, it was a normal thing. Like, I'm going to go in there and I'm going to eat some food in the cloud of smoke.
Right next to me.
It's going
to
be okay.
Right next to me is Nana on an oxygen tank sucking down another Virginia Slim while I'm sitting here eating my family dinner with my children right here.
Wow.
And what was
really
the whole...
Took us a long time to figure out, like, maybe we should just ask them to stand outside.
I just always loved, too, the smoking section and non-smoking. There was no partition. I mean, there was, like, a partition, but it didn't cover everything.
We just turned the fan on.
Well, see, if you sit here, it's only secondhand. If you're over here, they're going to blow it right in your face.
You know.
Okay. I think about when I bartended, man. I'd go through a pack of cigarettes bartending. Because you just sit there and just chain smoke. Ugh.
Then you wake up the next morning, dude, and you're close. Like, even if you didn't smoke, you'd wake up in your hair, your clothes.
Everything. Everything.
Secondhand smoke.
We all just
wash your clothes.
We all smell like an ashtray up until, what, 2006, I think, maybe?
Yeah, when was it? Yeah. It was even later than that.
You know, man.
It was like 2010.
Yeah, even now, if I go to a place and it's smoking indoors, you're like, oh, man, I don't know. I'm going to go.
Jeez, dude.
Yeah, good answer. Good answer.
Wow.
Let's see. We had a couple more here. Something that was completely normal in the 90s, but non-existent today. Amber said dare. That's a good
dare.
One.
Dare. Is that not a thing anymore?
I don't think they do it. I don't think they have the specific dare program.
That's kind of sad. You should really, come on.
I mean, did it really?
You should be educating your youth.
Yeah, but the dare program, I think, I mean, it had good intentions. It did. But I don't know. I think maybe we weren't completely ready. We weren't educated enough to educate the youth. You know what I mean?
Like, it's like I didn't know about weed until there.
Yeah.
Like, you're the one who brought it up.
Yeah, like us middle schoolers weren't like, ah, hey, man, yeah, you know about weed. No, we didn't know.
No.
And then
learned
then
you about
this,
it during there.
Then you had this cop, good, right? You had this cop come in with his the drug dog. What was his name? McGruff, right? Was it McGruff?
McGruff.
He was the crime
McGruff.
Dog. But he'd come in and be like, all right, kids, when you get older, people all the time are going to be offering you drugs, okay? Which
just
is not
peer pressure it's everywhere peer pressure. You go.
If, right? You're going to be hanging out in a dorm room and someone's going to say, hey, do you want to smoke this crack? And you say no. You say crack is whack. And it's like that never once happened. Never once in my adult life.
It didn't really happen that way.
No.
It's a creepy kid trying to get, you know, peer yeah. pressure me into...
What are you? Are you a square? You don't want to smoke this marijuana, this jazz cigarette? It's like, what? No, it never happened.
Dear program.
It never happened.
I don't know. Maybe they should still have it, though.
I think they have other things in place. I think they have other things in place, you know.
Do they still do sex ed?
I don't know. I don't know if that's... Which, boy, that wasn't educational either, man. We sat down in front of an old tube TV.
Bunch of giggling.
And the gym teacher, the phys ed teacher, just popped in an old VHS.
It was like an old tape. Yeah. Didn't you have to, like, get your parents to sign a waiver?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. There was something... And then for us, they separated the guys and girls. The girls went into a different room.
See, we were all the same. We were all in the same.
Really?
Yeah.
I think the girls' sex today, they talked about pregnancy and whatnot.
Yeah.
And if the guys were like,
if you have sex, you will get pregnant. Oh, God. If you have sex, you will get gonorrhea. Oh, no.
Jesus.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I should have paid better attention, to be honest. Probably. Probably.
Too busy giggling in the back row.
Especially that STD portion of it. Should have studied a little bit harder. Did not pan out in college. Okay, that's what sucks, all right? When you're younger, at least back in the 90s, and people are going to offer you crack, you're going to get STDs, all right? I didn't get any crack riddled with STDs. What the hell? Free drugs.
What college did you go to?
It was a bad one. It was not a good one. Tech school. All right, anyway, hey, we got to take a break. We got more coming up. It's the Plan B Morning Show.